I was 16 at the time, and she'd gone in for an operation to remove an abscess and I then think to have a hysterectomy. But when the surgeon started to operate on her, he thought she had cancer throughout her pelvis, so he didn't carry out the hysterectomy. And then when she came around from the anaesthetic, he said to her, and that was in the November, that she would likely see Christmas but wouldn't see Easter.
I mean, to be told that, I can only imagine what that was like as a family.
Yes, she was only 40 at the time, and my elder brother was, I was 17, my elder brother would have been 20, my younger brother 14, and she'd been fit and healthy, working as a full-time midwife until then. So it was completely frightening and shocking news.
How did you deal with that as a family?
I think we're quite stoical, really. And 40 years ago, people just had to get on with things. You know, my father kept working, my mum had a treatment, and we just carried on. And she was just so adamant, you know, that she was going to get over this. But she just carried on. I had chemotherapy for about 18 months. And after the 18 months, she was given the all clear.
And I believe there was a trial that she took part in, isn't it? Tell me about that.
I think it was some Russian drug, and I can't remember the name. It begins with an M. But it was some trial of some Russian cancer drug that I don't think they'd used before.
And was this just put to your mum, and she was asked if she wanted to obviously give it a go?
Yes, because she asked to be referred to the Christies once she'd been given the news at Stepping Hill, that's where she had her operation. She asked to be referred to Christies, and at Christies they said, we'll try this drug. And I think it was Professor Crowther who was doing it, said, if that doesn't work, we'll try something else. You know, this isn't the end. We can keep trying different things. And luckily that drug worked for her.
I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? When you're given that diagnosis with any cancer, you'd like to have that hope that there is going to be something that can help you.
Yeah. And I think 40 years ago it was such a shocking thing. People didn't talk about cancer, and if you had cancer, then people thought you were going to die. I think things have changed now, but I still think it's a horrible thing to hear about.
How was it, obviously, when your mum did respond to this treatment, and then suddenly she's told your cancer's gone?
I think she was really very pleased, but for years after, she worried every time she had a niggle or a pain or something, she worried about it. So I think it took her a long time to get over the thought that, you know, it was going to come back.
What about you as a 16-year-old at the time, obviously being told you're going to lose your mum, and then suddenly 40 years on, she's still here with you?
It's just fantastic. And I think during the 18 months she was having a treatment, I think that just gave us hope. And then once she was given the all clear, it was fantastic then, yeah.
I mean, it just goes to show, doesn't it, that how vital the research that is underway back then, 40 years ago, and even more so now.
Yeah, because it's helping other people. And I know there are lots and lots of trials going on at Christie's for all different types of drugs. So, yes, that's the only way to get to a cure, if it were, for cancer, I think, is by people going on these trials.
I mean, your mum's is a miracle story. I mean, you know, like you say, healthy 40-year-old, and we'd like to say a healthy 82, 3-year-old?
No, she's 80.
Oh, she's 80, sorry, I've added a few years on there.
She was 80 in November. She'll be 81 this November, so she's 80 at the moment, yeah. She's very fit and well.
Does she look back and sort of, I mean, you could say she's very lucky, isn't she? Because a lot of people don't live to tell that sort of tale.
She's very lucky, yeah. I think she does appreciate she's lucky. But she had to get on with life. You know, once she was given the all clear, then you have to just move on with your life. Life just evolves and you just have to carry on.
I guess as well, taking that chance, isn't it? Because with these new treatments and these drugs that aren't, obviously, they're being trialled, so people don't know the results. It is about sort of taking that chance. I guess, what have you got to lose, you know?
Yeah, I think lots of people go on trials now, and I know of people who have got relatives who are doing them at the moment. You know, they have nothing to lose, and hopefully the drugs will work and help them through it.
I guess your mum's story shows that, you know, people can have hope, really.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And there must be lots of people out there like my mother, but she's just getting to tell her story now.